Tom Cotton, Joe Biden is keeping U.S. closed for Americans, leaving border open for illegal aliens. By John Binder on February 9, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is getting blasted by lawmakers, local officials, and critics for advocating lockdowns and restrictions for Americans during the Chinese coronavirus crisis while seemingly opening the nation's borders to illegal aliens who can flout Centers for Disease Control, CDC, guidelines. As Breitbart News has extensively reported, the Biden administration has resumed the catch-and-release program wherein border crossers are apprehended and promptly released into the interior of the United States. These border crossers are not required to test negative for the coronavirus before their release into American communities. Instead, many border crossers are being put up in high-rise hotels, as the New York Times reported, and quarantining for about 10 to 14 days before they are freed into the U.S. interior. At the same time, the Biden administration is weighing a plan that would require American citizens to test negative for the coronavirus before flying domestically. Just recently we learned that they are letting illegal aliens who show up to our border into the country without any coronavirus testing, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Fox News. Unlike what you have to do when you want to fly into this country on an airplane, or reportedly what Joe Biden is thinking about requiring all Americans do to fly domestically, Cotton said. Just think about that. Illegal aliens can come into our country without vaccination, without even a negative test, but we may not be able to fly in our own country without a test. Joe Biden is keeping American closed, but he's keeping our borders open. Emphasis added. Likewise, Yuma County, Arizona, Sheriff Leon Wilmot sent a letter to Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, last week in which he called the catch-and-release program of untested border crossers a particularly dangerous approach. There is currently no protocol for testing any of these people for the COVID-19 virus, nor is there any support being offered by the federal government to house, feed, medically treat or transport these immigrants, Wilmot wrote in the letter to Sinema. Fox News's Tucker Carlson slammed the Biden administration in a segment, saying the policy is designed to humiliate and demoralize American citizens. When we release people who break our laws without even bothering to test them for the virus, the same virus they've used as a pretext for wrecking your life, what they're really saying in the clearest possible terms is we don't like you, Carlson said. This isn't a policy, it's an act of aggression. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd said in a statement that federal immigration officials are not testing border crossers that they release, so we're releasing people without knowing, which obviously puts the public at risk. Unofficial catch-and-release totals suggest that federal immigration officials, just in the last week, have released more than 1,000 border crossers, with no coronavirus test requirements, into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.